This is KCUR 89.3. State House Blend is a weekly political podcast from KCUR that investigates the Kansas legislature and the Missouri General Assembly.
Introduce yourself, please.
Joe Don McGaugh, State Representative, 39th District. I represent Ray, Carroll, and Sheridan counties in the Missouri House.
And also with Jason Rosenbaum, who's joining us by phone from St. Louis Public Radio. Hi, Jason.
How's it going?
Good to have you here. So the big news, of course, this week has been the veto override session in the Missouri General Assembly. The most tended to pieces of legislation that you were considering on Wednesday was the governor's veto of the permitless concealed carry bill, included the stand your ground language. The majorities in both the House and the Senate did override the governor's veto so that very soon citizens of Missouri will not be required to have permits to carry concealed weapons. That was not without controversy beforehand. Obviously, that bill was criticized by law enforcement. Republican majority pressed ahead. There was some pretty strong reaction afterward. Let's take a listen to a statement at the press conference afterward by Senator Gail McCann Beatty, a Democrat from Kansas City.
We talk about our police officers and their safety. We just opened up a bill that's going to make it more unsafe for them. We talk about Black Lives Matter. We just made it open season.
Joe Don McGaugh, do you think that this bill makes it open season on law enforcement, on Black Lives?
I couldn't disagree more. You know, we heard the same thing back when we implemented concealed carry. We heard the same thing in 2006 when they approved the Castle Doctrine in Missouri, and then we heard the same thing this year, that there would be blood in the streets, that there would be a drastic increase in crime, that we would have more people who would have guns illegally, and there would be all these bad things happen. It hasn't happened yet. What this bill did in my mind was it allowed people who are legally carrying firearms now to have less regulation and to basically not become felons if they conceal their firearms. While I appreciate what the Representative McCann Beatty said, I don't agree with what she said, and I think that it kind of got out of control with what the other side was saying.
But, I mean, it was sheriffs saying it, too. County sheriffs saying, we're not going to have the ability to keep guns out of the hands of people we know, for example, to be at risk of committing domestic violence with
weapons. What they said is we no longer have the ability to deny someone to conceal and carry. That's incorrect. Because you still have to go through the process if you want to get a permit for concealed carry. So if you want to carry in those places where it's already illegal to carry concealed, you still have to go through the class. You still have to go get a license from your local sheriff, which we strengthened the ability of sheriffs to only issue these licenses. No longer will we have to deal with the Department of Revenue because you know the problems that we had there.
There's not a lot of opportunity during a veto session for people to make big statements or model protests, but there was over on the Senate side. One thing that happened is that Senator Jamila Nasheed remained seated during the Pledge of Allegiance at the opening of the session. She later would say that that was in solidarity with folks like Colin Kaepernick. As an expression of the idea that right now the nation isn't living into the fullness of its promises for liberty and justice for all of its people. You responded to that. You responded to that on Twitter. You actually posted here's what you said. You said, Senator Nasheed, my girls wanted me to send you something. We're proud of our flag and what it stands for. And you posted this video. Here's a little audio from that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic.
And it's two of your daughters saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Look like you're choking up.
It does. I mean, it's tough for me. You know, I think about my grandfathers, who were both military veterans. It just, for a state senator to do that is just, to me, is just rough.
Do you feel, I think there are some who would wonder about your daughters being brought into that as a response.
You know, Nora Kate started kindergarten. She went to a good Christian preschool where they said the Pledge of Allegiance. So that's what I thought about that day when I found out that she had not stood up to at least participate in the Pledge of Allegiance. I just thought there was a better way for her to do that. And I thought of my kids and what I want to teach them, and that's the easiest way I can make that statement.
Jason Rosenbaum, Senator Nasheed represents part of the St. Louis area. You, I'm sure, talked with some folks afterward about their thoughts.
We obviously are in a situation in St. Louis that may be different from other parts of the state. We went through a pretty wrenching situation in Ferguson where passions are still pretty raw. I haven't talked with her yet, so I would refrain from putting any words in her mouth other than what she has said to others. But I think that's probably from at least what I've seen her say in other outlets where she was coming from. And she just won re-election to her last term, so I don't know if there'll be any like practical political fallout for her. But obviously, some of her legislative colleagues, like the representative right now, didn't feel like it was a well-taken statement.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming election. What do you see happening to the makeup of the General Assembly here? Do you see any potential for a significant shift, either in the numbers or in kind of the kind of legislature we become next year?
Yeah, I think, the Senate, there may be, plus or minus maybe a couple there. I think in the House, roughly going to be about the same. If we have another Democrat in office on the governor's mansion, it will probably be, I do think it will be a lot better situation than what we have now as far as input from the governor's office. So we'll just have to see how it plays out from the top.
Does not sound like you are feeling too negative about the possibility of a Governor Chris Koster.
No, I think, my experience with Chris Koster has been him as a Republican. And my experience with Chris Koster for him as a Democrat Attorney General has been him fighting for the Second Amendment, fighting for farmers in the state of Missouri, and fighting against federal regulation. I know I can work with Eric Greitens. I know we can meet on some common ground on some things. I just don't know what those things are right now. I know, let's say right to work. I know he's a supporter of that. Other than that, I know he likes to shoot big guns, and I do too. And maybe we can talk about that.
Well, in fact, let's do talk about candidates for office who like to shoot big guns. Because I actually want to get both of your reaction to something going on in the U.S. Senate race. The NRA has endorsed Senator Roy Blunt. They've criticized Jason Kander. But this week, Secretary of State Jason Kander, who's running for the U.S. Senate, the Democratic nominee, came out with a new ad it's gotten a lot of attention both around the state and nationally. And of course, what's happening in this ad is that Jason Kander is blindfolded for most of it while he is putting together this military-style rifle. And at the end of it, he takes off the blindfold when he says he'd like to see Senator Blunt do that.
I'd say it's the biggest farce in the campaign so far. And I tweeted after I saw it, I said, I don't know what the big deal is. Jason Kander's had his blindfold on running the Secretary of State's office for the last 4 years. So, I mean, he didn't support the Second Amendment when he was in the legislature, number one. I think for him to do what he's doing now, I mean, I think it says a lot about his campaign, number one.
And why do you say that? What particular legislation are you citing there?
Well, I think I don't have the particular legislation. I mean, I think if you look at his rating on Second Amendment issues, I think that'll answer your question. You have to look at what the people have done in the past, not what they say they're going to do, or what they say in political theater, which I think is what this ad is. Jason Kander doesn't need to be promoted to the U.S. Senate, and I think the ad kind of clouds the issue.
Jason Rosenbaum of St. Louis Public Radio, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And Representative Joe Don McGaw, Republican from Carrollton, thank you for being here as always.
Always a pleasure.
And as always, you have the opportunity to end our show with the music of your choice. What are you going to go with this time?
Given that this week was veto session and the Republicans again righted the ship in the state of Missouri, I felt like the most appropriate song was Bachman Turner Overdrive, Taking Care of Business.
Taking Care of Business. That is a respectable choice. Thanks so much. Statehouse Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp. We'll see you next time on Statehouse Blend Missouri.
That was an excerpt from Statehouse Blend, KCUR's podcast about the Kansas Legislature and the Missouri General Assembly. You can find it by subscribing on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.